After the U.S. said that it will withhold cash support and suspend the delivery of large-scale military systems, a government spokesman in Cairo said the move was wrong and Egypt would not surrender to U.S. pressure. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry later stressed that the decision was not a withdrawal from the two countries' relationship. However, Egyptians say otherwise.
We have to realize some facts. United States in deep trouble financially. United States right now, the government cannot pay the salaries of the government employee. United States, they are going through bankruptcy. It's a job of the foreign minister, the prime minister, to communicate with the Egyptian people, make them understand. If we lose the American AID, it's not the end of the world. It's the start of Egypt. It's the beginning of Egypt. It's beginning of depending on ourselves.
Anti-U.S. sentiments are running high in Egypt, and many here are calling for rejecting all kinds of U.S. aid as they accuse the Obama administration of having double standards.
We don't care about their military aid. It's a matter of national pride and dignity, and the Americans don't care about us Egyptians. They only care about their interests in the region.
However, American officials also emphasized the strong relationship that the U.S. has with Egypt based on 30 years of cooperation. But they fell short of referring to the military takeover in Egypt as a coup, a move that would abide the American government to cut all aid to Egypt. The U.S. also said it will continue to give aid for Egypt's counterterrorism efforts and operations in the Sinai Peninsula. Despite the U.S. move that carries a message that Egypt's military should end its crackdown on Morsi supporters, it remains unclear how effective the cut of aid to Egypt will be in changing internal policies. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.